The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Have you heard that some people have a nose for news? Well, Eric has a nose for everything. That's why this is called The Show About Everything. Now, welcome your host, who definitely passes the smell test, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. We have the joy of speaking to John Zmierich right now. John Zmierich, what's on your mind?
Hey, Eric. Good to talk to you. Well, I've got a new piece up at Chronicles Magazine, which I know your listeners should all be reading. Chronicles Magazine is the really smart conservative magazine that has been right about stuff for the last 35 years. It's the one that warned us we shouldn't expand NATO all the way to Russia's borders. It's the one that said we shouldn't intervene in Yugoslavia on behalf of the Muslims against the Christians. It's the one that said we shouldn't fight the Iraq war. They've been right about pretty much everything. They anticipated all the stuff Trump is right about. They were right about
it. I was just going to say that Chronicles is MAGA 20 plus years before MAGA was ever invented.
That's right.
They've been right on this. You've been right on this. Pat Buchanan's been right on all of this stuff. And that's what brings us to the article you've written for them about Nikki Haley.
Yeah, the title is Haley's Career Died Because of the GOP's poison ideology. And what I basically say it is, Nikki Haley's future is not in politics where people are allowed to vote, because she obviously despises her actual voters. She wishes there were a whole nother class of voter out there, clones of herself, people who fly international business class, people who profit from mass unskilled immigration rather than suffer from it. People who are on the board of Boeing. She joined the board of Boeing and became a multimillionaire overnight, and also became one of the cheerleaders for us sending money to companies like Boeing via the morass in Ukraine, which is killing tens of thousands of Christian civilians in Eastern Europe to achieve absolutely no purpose at all. General Milley, remember, in our own Pentagon said the purpose of Ukraine was to make Russia bleed, to make it a quagmire. That's what he said the purpose was. In other words, we're funding Ukraine not to protect freedom and democracy, because Ukraine is barely a democracy and it doesn't have freedom. We're funding the war in Ukraine to kill Russians and burn Russian money. We're trying to make Ukraine into a second Afghanistan, the way Russia bled out in Afghanistan. It's not working. Actually, we're the ones doing the money bonfire in Ukraine. And it's because the Russians continue to be willing to take losses in return for conquering territory. And because us bringing Ukraine into NATO is the exact equivalent of the Russians putting nuclear weapons in Cuba in 1962, the Russians are willing to risk a nuclear war rather than losing Ukraine, the way John F. Kennedy was willing to risk a nuclear war rather than let there be Russian nukes in Cuba. Our reckless, irresponsible, bought off, bribed, prostituted foreign policy elites are willing to risk a nuclear war so that their defense industry stocks go up. And that is the only reason. There is no other reason why they are sending money to Ukraine, except they are creaming money off the top of it. There's also a fanatical, stupid hatred of Russians and Christians, but mainly it's just greed. And Nikki Haley's a great example of it. Nikki Haley lies to her voters and does it with a sneer. For instance, when she was elected as the governor of the first state in the Confederacy, she promised on the campaign trail to protect Southern heritage and the Confederate flag and the statues and the cemeteries, all of that. When one disgusting psychopath shot up a black church, and it was horrible, it was hideous, in the background of that lunatic's video was literally a crayon drawing of a Confederate flag, which he had made himself. Nikki Haley said, oh, look, see, it's Confederacy. It's the Confederacy that it's a heritage of the Confederacy that drove him to do the slaughter and took down the Confederate flag and started purging Southern heritage all across the state. That is what launched the attacks on statues of first Confederates, then American founders, Christopher Columbus, Junipero Serra, King Louis IX in St. Louis. It was a Republican governor of South Carolina who launched the wave of attacks on all our statues and heritage.
Yes, and in trying to wipe away the Confederacy, Nikki Haley launched people ripping down statues of Lincoln, which is a little ironic. Nikki Haley is the last bastion of the neocon anti-MAGA Republican Party. And it's amazing the money that has been poured into her coffers. I'm actually surprised that she's not still in the game, you know, hoping that Donald Trump will be assassinated or something like that. What do you suppose her end game is?
Her end game is now going to be giving talks for large speaker fees in front of yawning rooms full of war profiteers, going on Fox News and having Sean Hannity gibbering across from her while she rolls her eyes and bites her lip and tries to pretend to be patient. She'll be cashing fat checks for the rest of her life. She'll probably write more memoirs. She's already written two memoirs. She's up there with Obama. I'm counting on her to give us a third and a fourth. My hope is that she, by the way, also she lied about being pro-life. If you saw her in the, when she became our UN ambassador, she was supposed to promote Trump's pro-life policies. In fact, she fought them. I've heard Trump staffers say that they thought she worked for Planned Parenthood secretly. I think she's really running for president of Planned Parenthood. During the Republican presidential debate, when she said there weren't enough votes to get a national restriction on abortion, she was smiling. She was like laughing. She looked like Hillary Clinton saying, at this point, what difference does it make? So I think Nikki Haley's running for president of Planned Parenthood, and I hope she gets the job. She deserves it.
You know, it really is amazing to me that people backed her so strongly. There are people, and you know, and I know, that there are people who hate Trump so much that they have absolutely twisted themselves into pretzels trying to explain why they're not going to vote for him. Recently, I don't know if you saw this news, David French said he would vote for Biden over Trump. And I thought, boom, there you have it. Wow, wow, wow. Mind blowing.
Eric, my next column that comes out, that probably will be out by the time this show airs, is called David Vichy French Endorses Biden, Tragedy or Farce. And in it, I compare David French to one of the most infamous French collaborators of World War II, Joseph Darnand, who was a French war hero who ended up commanding for the Nazi SS and hunting down the resistance and was shot as a traitor. I track the David Vichy French against the original Vichy French, point by point, show how they sold out.
It's a level of madness. I mean, David French is somebody who writes for the New York Times. He's the quote unquote conservative who writes for the New York Times. He's so conservative that he would vote for Joe Biden.
Is their court dwarf who dances around and has little bells on his hat and they make him do somersaults. It's not a pretty life.
Well, and again, he and Russell Moore, who's the head of Christianity Today, they are the leftist wing of, you know, something described as evangelical Christianity. Of course, I don't know how you can be a Christian and vote for, you know, a bloodthirsty baby killing figure like Joe Biden. I mean, it really, but it's kind of clarifying, isn't it, that he would come out that way?
Yeah, but Eric, it's not that they hate Trump. They hate Trump's voters. They resent Trump for taking the Republican Party back for its own voters, to represent its voters' actual interests, as opposed to the cheap labor lobby and the military-industrial complex and corporate America.
John, I'm sorry, we're out of time. I just want to say we've got to, you and I should start a group, Yaleys for Trump. I think just to upset, just to set the cultural elites. John Zmierich, always great to talk to you folks. You need to check him out at stream.org. Read everything he writes, print it out, leave it for the kids to read. John, thank you. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their values and their exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal to the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me, make the switch today, patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT. Patriot.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Hey there, folks. I have as my guest somebody I got to know recently. We have a lot in common. For example, his first name is Eric. His last name starts with an M. It's Mutsos. And maybe the Mutsos gives you a clue to what else we have in common. He's Greek. Eric Mutsos, welcome to this program.
You said it. It was perfect. Thank you.
You have an amazing story. You had me on your podcast to talk about Letter to the American Church, and I'm familiar with your story. And I said, we've got to get you on my program to tell your story. So you're in Utah. You were a police officer, and yours is one of the story of many, many Americans are experiencing things like this. But you have gotten radicalized for the truth because of what the hell that you were put through. So tell my audience your story. You grew up in Utah?
Yeah, I grew up in Utah and became a police officer. I was, God, I want to say 25-ish. So 2007, loved the career. I really believed, you know, serving and protecting people. And then I just started to see really how radical and progressive the department itself was, you know, because Salt Lake City was kind of taken over probably 60 years ago. We haven't had a Republican in office in Salt Lake City, the mayor's office, for probably 60 years now, which is just devastating to the state of Utah.
So people would think of Salt Lake City as Mormon and therefore conservative. You're telling me that the city of Salt Lake City, like many cities in this country, has been taken over by what is now the corrupt left.
Not only the corrupt left, but right now we have a governor of the state of Utah that uses pronouns to speak to little kids, and he's pretending to be a Republican. So we're in a really bad shape. That's why I loved having you on my podcast with your book, because we really do worship the gospel of niceness here in the state of Utah in many ways. And it's and so when what happened to me as a cop, I don't think the state of Utah could even handle what happened, because they couldn't believe that somebody would have an objection to leading the LGBTQ parade in their uniform. So I don't know where you want me to go.
Let's just say what year was this that this happened? So you've been a cop for a number of years, and suddenly you're asked to do what?
7 years. I had only had awards. I was the number one DUI officer, probably in the state of Utah. Worked really hard, had good guy letters. And then the department, they wanted me and five other guys to come and celebrate in our uniforms. This is actually one of my patches from my uniform. They wanted us to come and celebrate and lead the gay pride parade in our police uniforms. And when I got that notice, I knew this was at the same time. Jack Phillips, are you aware of his story?
Of course. I've had him on the program. I've met him many times. I mean, this is, again, this is the left viciously attacking people of faith, very viciously, and in many cases using this, rainbow lunatic agenda to attack people of faith. So you're a man of faith, you're a cop, and suddenly you're asked, oh, by the way, we want you in uniform to lead this gay pride parade. And because of your faith, you say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I cannot celebrate something that I don't believe in. And they didn't accept that. They don't believe in religious liberty. The left does not believe in religious liberty. There are other parts of the Constitution they don't believe in. And so what happens when you say this to them? What was their reaction?
Well, all I did was ask for a trade. That was the crazy part. I just went to another officer and said, hey, will you trade me spots so I can do your security spot and you can be in the parade? He said, no problem. So we actually secured a trade. And then an hour later, the sergeant that was over that event sent this really strange email that just said, hey, unfortunately, there will be no trading positions, even though that's within our policy. And I knew there was going to be a problem. So I sent an email back up the chain that just said, hey, you have to understand, I love all people. I love gay people. I love it. There's nobody that I hate. I wildly disagree with a lot of things. I said, I think it's dangerous if the police are used for this, because we are supposed to be serving and protecting, not being in somebody's speech. And within a couple of days, I was in the commander's office and they took my badge and my gun for discrimination. And then a couple of days after that, I was all over national news. And the way that the Tribune, you know, the radical left Tribune magazine here in Utah, they wanted to spin it as Utah officer refuses gay pride parade. So that I didn't even want to protect somebody. I had protected LGBTQ events. I can't even count how many times I'd been there to protect their speech. And then that was it. And it taught me a lot of things. It taught me a deeper faith in God that I can't explain, like, because I didn't have any, you know, I didn't go to college. This is what I was going to do. And, it was probably one of the hardest challenges we've had as a family, my wife and
I want to say there are people all across this country, people listening to this program, who've been through similar things. People who refused to get the vaccine when they learned, for example, that it wasn't just an experimental jab that could have dramatic downsides or harmful effects, including death. But they discovered, oh, it was made with aborted babies. And so they had a moral objection and they said, I will not do this. They lost their jobs. People all across this country have had, for the first time most of us can remember, to pay a price for our faith and our convictions. And you're one of those. Now, when did this happen? What year was this happened to you?
This was 2014. So quite a while ago. And I can't believe it's been that long now.
Well, I mean, this goes to show you that this is the radicalness. This goes back all the way then. So this is Utah. Most people, again, would think, oh, it must be a conservative state, right? So you're telling me that they
effectively singled you out. In other words, if you're willing to take a stand on something like this, they don't like it. And they want to make an example of you. They could have, if they didn't want trouble, if they don't want to get rid of you, they could have said, oh, do your trade. Who cares? We don't want any controversy. They chose to make it controversial. Now, by the way, the same thing happened to Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Bake Shop in Colorado. He never said, as they're trying to spin it with you, that, you know, he won't serve a gay customer. No. He never said that. He said, I can't celebrate gay marriage by creating a cake to celebrate something like that. But I know other bakers who would be happy to do that. And I will helpfully give you their information. They would be happy to do this for you. I mean, you talk about graciousness. I mean, you didn't make a stink. You said, look, I'll just trade with somebody. And they said, no. We're going to come after you. We want to make an example of you. And Eric, this is what the spirit behind cancel culture is, folks. You need to understand it's a spirit and it's satanic. It is not interested in truth. It's not interested in justice or inequality. It's interested in crushing those who dissent. Anybody who dares to dissent. So they come after you, and you're That's a right. cop, you're a decorated cop, you're a celebrated cop, and they say, we will not have this. So this is in 2014, they decide to do this, and you stood firm. You didn't say, oh, okay, I'll ride in the parade. I mean, you had a conviction that I can't do this. And they said, well, we That's can't right. have cops like that. We don't want cops and with convictions.
And I think, you know, this is my take, that it's possible that I believe God smiles when people get canceled out of the devil's kingdom. I really do. You know, the scriptures, when it talks about consider the lilies of the field, consider the birds. You don't think I can clothe you? This is one of the things that I think Christ is saying, is that don't fear about getting canceled. You know, the devil and his followers, they were cast out of heaven for rebellion. Because they didn't want to follow the commandments. And so what I think is happening here is it's a reversal, because the devil he'll mimic and he'll counterfeit God's kingdom to look very close, but it's not the same. And so what he's done is he doesn't have commandments. I call them demandments. And if you don't follow those demandments, you're out. And so to the viewer, don't be afraid of losing your job, because I testify to you that he will provide for you, and he will provide for your family, and he will expand your faith. I promise you that.
I want to say I talk about this a lot, that these kinds of things show who actually has faith. Because a lot of people say faith is this, oh, it's this intellectual thing. I believe. Well, we're going to see what you believe by how you act. If you actually trust God with your job, with your finances, if you're put in a tough spot and you say, look, I don't know how I'm going to get through, but I'm going to trust God. That's an opportunity to see God act. That's an opportunity to see your faith in action. And even if God doesn't act the way you want him to, if he doesn't give you a replacement job right away, the point is, it shows, do I really trust God with my life, with my future? And I think that there are people all across this country and around the world that are getting an opportunity to see God act. They're getting an opportunity to put their faith into action. They haven't had to do it before. It's a beautiful thing. I'm talking to Eric Moutsos. We'll be right back.
Comes a time when you settle down. Comes a light. Feelings lifting.
Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. Think about it. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-385-3255. 0596 right now, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner, MetaxasTalk.com. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596 to make your best gift now.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Welcome back, folks. I'm talking to Eric Moutsos, and he's a fellow Greek with the initials EM. First name's Eric, like mine. Last name starts with an M, and he's Greek. And he had an opportunity to stand up against the bullies in the cancel culture, against the, you know, the rainbow bullies. And you were saying, Eric, that it gave you an opportunity to trust God. I mean, Jesus promises us over and over and over again, you know, that we're to trust him. But a lot of people, they're living their faith in half measures, and they're not really trusting God. They're hedging their bets. They're doing what they need to do to stay out of trouble. And God calls us to trouble. He says, trust me, walk with me, put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. If you walk with him, you will see things that you will not see if you're kind of trying to take care of yourself. And so you're put in this tough spot. You do the right thing. As a result of that, you have a podcast. People can check you out at ericmoutsos.com. It's M-O-U-T-S-O-S, ericmoutsos.com. So you got radicalized. And I think, again, it's happening to people all over the country. Tell us about this concert that you held that you were just going to tell me about a minute ago.
Well, as soon as COVID hit, you know, I put out this Salt Lake City had a snitch line where you could call the police and say, hey, my neighbors aren't social distancing. My buddies were going to call saying people to get away from each other. They weren't citing anyone, but it was just the idea. So I called the snitch line on myself. I recorded it. I said, hey, there's going to be a former police officer that's going to do a big rally. Well, he can't do that. And we did. And so we threw one of the first big rallies in America in Salt Lake City. And I had this idea to bring businesses. So I created this group called the Utah Business Revival. And then I had another idea, and we would just shop. We would shop for all these businesses that were being shut down, and we would just take over parks. I'd call the sheriffs. I'd call the police chiefs. I'd say, hey, are you going to arrest us if we do this? And they didn't know what to say. And we'd just take over parks, and we'd have them bring their little 10x10s, and we'd shop and listen to music. And then I had this idea to throw a concert. And I used to be in the music industry. Crazy life story. I used to be on Evander Holyfield's record label. And by the way, he watched your Holyfield watched your interview and loves it. He called me this morning and he loves your stuff.
Evander so. Holyfield watched my interview with you on your
That's
show.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Right.
So I had the privilege of meeting him a number of years ago. How wonderful. Praise God. That is awesome. Unbelievable.
So I called Colin Ray, who's a country singer. He has like 16 number one hits. I said, hey, do you want to be the first concert in America? He said, yeah, brother, let's do it. So we threw the first concert during COVID in America, July 2020. And we did a little documentary at ericmoutsos.com. It's called Non-Essential, so I invite you to come watch it.
ericmoutsos.com, people can see the documentary. Keep going.
Yep, and I have a book called Dispatched, and it's Conscience or Conformity. It's free on my website, and it's also on Amazon. It's Dispatched Conscience or Conformity. And so, and then I'm also on X at Real Eric Moutsos.
Thank you.
So I'm just trying to wake people up because I think I don't know how much time we have.
We just got 3 minutes.
I'm very, very passionate about liberty because, like it says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I believe that you cannot have liberty without morality. So you can have your freedom, but if you do not make good choices, that equals captivity. And so freedom plus morality equals liberty. And it is immoral for any tentacle of communism to come in from the sexual revolution to this the gods of climate change, the gods of COVID. It's all the same. This is all the devil's kingdom. And I just challenge anybody to just stand up for your God-given rights. Those are something that cannot be taken from you. The only way they can be taken is if you give them. And they are eternal rights, the right to life, the right to pursue your happiness, the right to live according to your conscience. These are things that are inherent in you. And if you hand them away physically, you give them away spiritually, and you have to repent.
Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. And the fact that these monsters did this to you in 2014, look what a blessing. You would not be on the airwaves. You would have not written this book. You've been a force for good, a force for liberty in America as a result of what they tried to do to you. And so I want to encourage people out there, if you've been attacked or canceled, bring it on, folks. This is, it's an opportunity to see God. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And, you know, I have to tell you, Eric, what you shared with me, it's very similar. I wrote a book on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and what happened in Germany was the same thing. The SS, they insisted that if you want to be a member of the SS, eventually, every year they made it more and more difficult to be a Christian. Finally, just to show their pagan, occultic, satanic roots, the SS would not allow SS members to go to church. That's part of what's happening in these elite, in these organizations in America, the police, the FBI, the IRS. If you do not tick these boxes, if you dissent from their dark agenda, they're going to get rid of you. And I just want to say, folks, you need to be aware that's where we are in America. So if you're not part of the solution, I'm sorry to tell you, you are part of the problem. If you're not doing something, you might not be doing what Eric Moutsos is doing, who is a hero, but you better do something. I want to encourage you to find him at ericmoutsos.com. Follow him at Real Eric Moutsos on X. Go to my website, lettertotheamericanchurch.com, and get a screening in your church free of Letter to the American Church, because we have to wake up anyone who can be awakened. The time is late. Eric Moutsos, just a joy to get to know you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains, MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
Hey, folks, it's my privilege to continue a conversation with Caleb Dalton. He's a senior counsel with the Alliance Defending Freedom. I will say it again and again and again. Alliance Defending Freedom are heroes because they represent other heroes who have no recourse, who are being attacked by overreaching big government entities that hate our liberties. I mean, we are in a war for our liberties. And right now we're talking about a war that concerns not just our liberties, but the very lives of unborn human beings. We have to step up and help the Alliance Defending Freedom, because without them, it's over. You were just saying, Caleb, that First Choices in New Jersey, they've been attacked by its Governor Murphy, is it?
The Attorney General Plotkin.
The Attorney General. Okay. Yep. In New Jersey. And so you guys bring a case and it's dismissed. Like, basically the court says, nah, we don't think so. We don't care. So you have to appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States. Is that right?
That's right. And it's really unconscionable. The Attorney General didn't even ask for the case to be dismissed. The judge did it on his own. And so what we have here are resource centers who are doing God's work, protecting, providing for women who are literally saving babies' lives, like you said, and they're being harassed by the Attorney General. So we're asking the Supreme Court to reinstate that case and allow it to go forward to prevent this harassment across the board. This is something we're seeing all over the country.
Well, listen, I have been sued. I can't talk about that on the air, but those on the left, the secular left, they have become dramatically aggressive. And if those who disagree with them are not aggressive in fighting them, we lose. It's no longer a happy day where, you know, we have people advocating on this side and that side and we'll figure it out. No, they're being as radical as they can in stripping away what the founders gave us in our founding documents. They are stripping them away. And when I think of the patriots who died, if you're listening to this program, you did not die for this country. But patriots have died for this country and for the Constitution. And we owe them everything to preserve what they bequeathed to us. And it's why we partner with the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are on the front lines battling. So, Caleb Dalton, you're telling us that this court in New Jersey dismisses the case. And again, when you hear the details of it, you think, this is pretty obvious overreach. This is horrifying. This is an attempt to terrorize people into silence, to get them to back away from doing what they're doing, to threaten people who work with this pregnancy center, just to get people to say, okay, well, we'll just back off. So you have to fight. It's wrong. And you're bringing this now to the Supreme Court. So when was that decision made that you had to take this up to the Supreme Court?
It was literally just a few weeks ago that this has been such a rush, kind of a whirlwind of litigation. We had to file an emergency petition with the Court of Appeals. That was denied, and then up to the Supreme Court. It takes a lot of resources, and I just want to say, Eric, thank you to you for doing this and for bringing attention to this, because I get to come to work every day. We represent these resource centers for free. We don't charge them anything. They couldn't afford to pay attorney's fees for something like this, because it's about freedom that we're fighting for all Americans.
And folks, think of the corruption. Think of the corruption. Planned Parenthood and others have a lot of money. They make money from killing children in the womb. They make money. They are for profit. And then they take that money and they, you know what, they give to campaigns of people like the folks we're talking about in New Jersey. They give to their campaign. Will you play ball with us? Will you help us to keep doing what we're doing for women's reproductive health, which is actually killing children in the womb? Will you help us? And then you get the Attorney General in New Jersey. He's willing to play ball. He's willing to go hard, to be aggressive. The Attorney General in California, Kamala Harris, did some of the most vicious things to David DeLayden. He's been on this program. He's advocating for women. He's advocating for the unborn. Kamala Harris, when she was the Attorney General, we think of her as an utterly bubble-headed, blithering fool. And yet, she did very wicked things. She's not merely a bubble-headed, blithering fool, although I'm sorry to say she is that, but she's also been a force for evil, trying to crush people, protecting the unborn, doing the most aggressive things against people that you would consider them heroes if you're listening to this program. And so it's forgive me for stating it so bluntly, But these are wicked figures working hard with money supplied to them by folks like Planned Parenthood to crush our religious liberties and to crush people into silence. David DeLayden is just one of the great heroes in America, one of the great pro-life heroes. Kamala Harris, as Attorney General in California, came after him viciously, folks. You have to understand how vicious. These people are not playing fairly. They are vicious. They want to win. We have to fight back. And so, honestly, it's just my privilege, to have an audience, Caleb, that cares about this. That's why I speak so strongly, because they understand this is for all the marbles, that if we do not fight against this evil, it's over. It's over. We lose the ability to protect the unborn. Even think about it. Think about pregnancy centers. They're doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. This is nonprofit. They don't make a dime. My wife did this for 12 years. You don't make a dime. You're doing this because it's right. And they're trying to crush you for doing God's work. So I want to say, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. I ask you to give generously. I'll give you a phone number. If you don't want to go to MetaxasTalk.com, you can dial 855-385-0596. That's 855-385-0596. We really need your help. Please dial 855-385-0596 or go to MetaxasTalk.com right now.
Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. Think about it. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-385-0596 right now or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner, MetaxasTalk.com. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596 to make your best gift now.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking with our new friends at Americans for Prosperity. Kent Strang is my guest. They have bought the website. This is the headline. They bought the website Bidenomics.com. I find this hilarious because when you go to Bidenomics.com, and I hope you do, and I hope you spread this on the internet in your social media, you will find actual facts, not gaslighting lunatic lies being pushed by the Biden administration so they can get your vote in the fall, but the actual facts of why you feel pain at the gas pump and in the grocery line. Yes, you're not alone. Here are the facts at Bidenomics.com. So, Kent Strang, what are some of the other facts that we can put out there, sure, things that people would find at Bidenomics.com when they go to Bidenomics.com?
Well, the president claims that prices are down. Well, that's not true. Prices are up 18% since he took office.
Wait, and you just mentioned the president is lying? Wow.
He's certainly not being forward with us, right?
Why would he do that? But actually, you're saying that he is saying the opposite of what you know to be true.
Right.
He's saying that. Yeah, technically that's called lying. And I think most people in my audience would say that's wrong. But please keep going.
We mentioned before that Americans pay $11,400 more since President Biden took office. Real wages are down, even though he claims that wages are up. He talks about deficits. There's $2 trillion more in deficit spending. This administration and Biden's allies in Congress have spent $5.5 trillion in new spending. Debt is at $34 trillion. And all the things we need to live and a lifestyle of just meaning of our gas, our groceries, our energy, everything is up across the board. Bidenomics has been a disaster. So tonight, when he tries to tell you about it at the State of the Union address and about how great his economy is, please take a moment, visit Bidenomics.com to fact check what he's saying, share it with your friends, share it online. And we'd love to have you visit the site and learn more about it, the reality of Bidenomics.
Bidenomics.com. But I think what, again, what's funny, Kent, is that, you know, if you want evidence of how pathetic the Biden administration is, the very idea that they allowed Bidenomics.com to be hanging out there open so that people who actually believe in American freedom and prosperity could go and buy that website, it says it all. These folks are not just evil, they're incompetent. And I don't know where the lines blur between evil and incompetence, because what they're doing is harming Americans. If you're an American, we've just heard it, and it's at Bidenomics.com, that your average family is spending $11,400 more under Joe Biden. That much more. It's not incremental. $11,400 more since Biden took office to stay in the same place. Where do you get that money from? This is what most Americans are trying to figure out. And we know that, you know, what you're putting at Bidenomics.com, we expected it to be filled with propaganda, but no, it was bought by people who actually believe in the truth and not lying. And so you have all of these facts there that people who are listening, when you go there, you can share these facts, share the website. What are some other metrics that we can find at Bidenomics.com?
Sure. It's going to go through normally his sayings, growing the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. And we're going to dispel that. He talks about wages. We're going to dispel that. He's going to talk about energy. We're going to dispel that. So really, the website is just a fact check of Biden's rhetoric versus what is the reality that Americans are feeling. And also there are testimonials from real Americans who are struggling in this economy that you can watch. There are opportunities to take action and sign up and get more information from Americans for Prosperity. As we tour the country, holding events to hold Biden and his allies in Congress who racked up debt and inflation, we're going to hold them accountable. And Bidenomics is part of that effort.
I love it. Kent Strang with Americans for Prosperity. Thank you so much, folks. Check out Bidenomics.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.